Hi everybody, this is Arik Skuza and welcome to Artificial Intelligence and Data Analytics Podcast. I am about to start a new season of episodes that will be about artificial intelligence, data analytics, and data monetization. But I would probably say it will be a different order. Data analytics, data monetization, and artificial intelligence. And why is that? So it's because if you don't have a great data analytics and data management and data monetization part in place, artificial intelligence, it's probably more an R&D research for you than really as something that will change your bottom line. So stay tuned today, and we will be talking about basically one thing: trends in modern data analytics. I will focus on a few trends and explain them properly so to make sure that those trends are clear, because in those trends, basically, a lot of opportunities are possible to leverage. But to be able to leverage opportunities in data monetization especially, we need to understand where this actually is. And obviously, we've heard so much in a business that many companies, they have a lot of data, but they don't know what to do about that. I don't really agree with that, because I think organizations are very smart about how they want to make money or how they want to improve their bottom line. Obviously, from time to time, we see a bankruptcy on the market, but it's not enough reason, I would say, to get out the conclusion that if somebody is not playing right with the data, will collapse one day. I don't really agree with that, but I agree with this, that if you don't play with your data right way, you will not boost your productivity or revenue, and that's what I really agree with. So welcome to the Data Analytics and Artificial Intelligence Podcast, your go-to source for the latest trends and insight in the world of data-driven decision-making. But also in this podcast, you are going to learn about a lot of use case studies, something real that played well for other companies so you can copy or get inspired and bring that to your business. I'm your host, and today we have an exciting episode I like for you. I will be discussing the trends, as I mentioned, in modern data analytics with a specific focus on top four reasons to implement a data monetization strategy. So let's dive right in. So as the world becomes increasingly digitized, by the way, thank you guys for staying with me. If you like this episode, please subscribe. If you see a space for improvement, do not hesitate to drop me a comment. I want to learn from you, get a feedback, and improve on the way. But anyway, as the world becomes increasingly digitized, data has emerged one of the most valuable assets for businesses across industries. Companies are collecting vast amounts of data ranging from customer behavior to supply chain logistics. Many organizations are now recognizing the potential of monetizing this data, which involves converting data into revenue-generating products or services. But here, I need to mention that if you want to sell your data, we call it direct data monetization, and indirect data monetization, it's a little bit different thing. And one of the best examples of indirect data monetization is recommendations. So if you leave a recommendation on Google because you purchased something good in your Cabela's store, that recommendation can be monetized indirectly. So I want to make sure that we're kind of on the same page when it comes to direct monetization and indirect monetization. To better understand the concept of data monetization, let's explore a few examples. For instance, a retail company may sell customers purchasing data to a marketing agency, enabling them to create more targeted advertising campaigns. That's like direct monetization for a retail. We will sell you 10 gigabytes of data and you pay us $1 million for us. Obviously, the price is a different thing because we have a different pricing strategies, but I don't want to talk about that today. By the way, I'm not the expert on pricing, but that's one example. Similarly, a healthcare organization might license its patient data to a pharmaceutical company to aid in the development of new drugs or therapies. The benefit of data monetization lies in the ability of organizations to leverage their data to create new products or services that generate revenue. So imagine that first thing it's great to answer you is a trend of collecting data and making them available to other players. In this case, you can sell raw data, which basically is comma separated file or CSV file, whatever you have in your database, and you just push it on the other side and charge for it. But you can also attach insight to that. So doesn't matter what you focus on, that's the examples of monetizing your data. So how can businesses prepare themselves for data monetization? But before I answer this question, I would like to mention about those trends, because the title of this episode is actually the trends in data monetization and data analytics. So what is the trend? First trend is to look at the data not as a cost, but as the source of indirect or direct revenue. Companies are shifting their attention from cost focus to revenue focus, which is a huge thing, mobilizing everybody to collect data, cleanse data, visualize data, and predict. And I want to stay a little bit here in this space and explain those four steps, which are very, very critical if we want to make sure that a company is actually leveraging that particular trend. So first thing is to make sure that the data is not a cost. So let me give you an example here. I was talking about retail companies selling data of customers to marketing agency. Before the retail company is about to sell, data is a cost. We need three things that are elements of that cost structure. First one is hardware. You need to keep that data somewhere. That's pretty obvious. Second, that is you need to maintain that data, which means you need to cleanse it, you need to reorganize it, you need to organize it, you want to put it in a structure. Maybe you keep it on AWS or Azure or Databricks or Snowflake, whatever it is, you need to maintain that data, because if you don't take care about this data, the data will become obsolete. And the third part of that is processing. You for sure process that data in some way. You get an insight, you build dashboards, you construct the average cart size, things like that when it comes to e-commerce. So those three elements are about to cost, but there is no revenue attached to these three elements. So if the retail company is pushing that data on marketing agency side, then we're talking about getting the revenue. The revenue might be get directly. So as I mentioned before, you push gigabytes of data on marketing agency servers and they charge you, and you charge them for that. Or you might share the revenue that will be generated out of this data, which is a different pricing model, like a split share. And then you can also get like discounts or whatever you want to get from marketing agency. So first thing in a data processing, data trends, is to move the focus from data as a cost to data as a revenue. That's the first element. But there's another thing that is included in that or attached to that, another trend called data modernization. If you use your data for your internal goals or improvements or whatever we call it, you might probably get involved less resources into maintaining that data, into modernization that data, because inside you have a pretty well understandable structure of the data. You know where you have the data, where you keep the data, or how you actually process this data. But if you're pushing on somebody's side, that data needs to be modernized. Why? Because the marketing agency, in the given example, needs to process that data in a different environment. So another trend is data modernization. You need to be ready for that if you want to sell your data in a direct or indirect way. So to better understand this process, how can business prepare for data monetization? The first step is to gain buy-in from the top leadership within the organization. That's a critical thing. We know that every change in a business needs to be supported by executives. And this is another part. But with data monetization, we have a little bit different thing. It's crucial to convey the understanding that data analytics can serve as a significant source of additional revenue streams rather than just cost-saving measures. And here we come to the very important thing. How I can make sure that the data I have will benefit the company with more money. That's the case we can solve, leverage two strategies. First one, benchmark. If you will look at the companies that have a lot of data analytics in place, and they use, for instance, AWS SageMaker to get more money, and you find a use case and a case study, you can bring a benchmark to your executives and say, hey, by leveraging this kind of examples, we can copy them or get 80% inspired by them and then try to figure out something that for us. And that's the one strategy. The second strategy, you can start R&D, which is MVP and experimenting, and then bring revenue. In both cases, we need a base plan, business plan, excuse me, to make sure that the executives will see the revenue and the end of that rainbow. So that's very important. Most of the cases we can find online is, hey, in the future, data will be this and will be that. Executives are not interested in what will be in the future. They are interested in what can be get in 3 months from here. So the great benchmark or the experimentation roadmap associated with the resources required from that, it's a good way to do that. Once buy-in is obtained, internal stakeholders need to be brought on board to ensure effective implementation. So assessing the existing data and determining future collection is the next critical step. Organizations should conduct an audit, I believe, of data they currently collect and identify which data provides value and which may require additional resources to enhance its value. Let me give you an example. If you are a customer relationship management company that produces the software and you collect, and you are software as a service, and you collect a lot of data, how your customers are using your system, or you sell beverages and you collect information where exactly people are drinking that beverage, then by getting this data, you can ask yourself question, which part of the data I'm getting is more, the most valuable, and I can use it right now. In the customer relationship example, I can learn that most of the information that are stored in my system are about, for instance, how I can prepare the great presentation for the customer. So based on that, we can develop a new feature in customer relationship system that will help them to build slides for the presentation. And that's actually an example of Canva.com. They realize that people are building graphics to put them on social media, so they develop their own internal feature as like social media publishing management calendar. In the other example with the beverages, you can realize that people are drinking the beverage mostly when they get out of the office and they're heading to a gym. In this particular case, you can use that specific information and develop like vending machines that are close to the offices, or you can ship the specific number of drinks into the specific location in the convenience store so people can make that purchase quicker. The last example is made up by me. The Canva.com example is actually the real one you can go and check. So assessing the existing data and determining future collection is the critical step. After assessing the data, it's time to decide the target audience for data monetization. This can be external companies or even different departments within the organization itself. When dealing with external organizations, it's critical to evaluate the value of the raw data and carry out in-house analysis to ensure its economic viability. So who is the target audience? It's somebody outside or inside. Please remember, we're talking about data analytics and data monetization. You can also monetize your data internally. How? Let me give you an example. If you're a great company and the company is also global and you want and aspire to be a leader, you want to make sure your people travel comfortably. I guess you agree with me. So if you want to do that, you can learn a pattern from the internal data of traveling. For instance, your people love to have only one plane change on the road, and they usually want to travel with the economy, the premium economy class at least. If you learn that patterns, you can then get to the airlines and get the better deals. That's cost-saving way of monetizing your data. So if you play with internal patterns, how people travel or how they work in a hybrid mode and things like that, you can monetize that internally. And actually, Microsoft, in the last report about data productivity, is telling about this. People hate when they late to meetings. Why? Because if you late to meeting more than 15 minutes late, you will never catch up. So people hate that. That's a great pattern to make sure that if somebody is actually late to meeting 15 minutes or more, to give them a quick transcription of the first 15 minutes and a bullet point. That's how you can monetize the time and bring and increase the productivity. So that's what I'm talking about, finding the great target audience for the data monetization. Drizzly, the company that was acquired by Google, that deliver alcoholic beverage across United States, alcohol across United States, acquired by Uber, I'm sorry, not Google, acquired by Uber, they realized that the people, the wholesalers that sell alcohol on the platform, they want to get an insight how the specific alcohol they deliver on the platform is consumed by final customers. So the platform developed special extra paid insight for them. That's another great way. So now let's move on to the top four reasons why implementing data monetization strategy is beneficial for business. First and foremost, data monetization enables companies to generate additional revenue streams. By selling data to third-party vendors, partners, customers, organizations, charities, you can unlock new resources of income. They can also create new products or services based on their data and sell them to other businesses or customers. Pretty obvious and pretty clear and straightforward. But the second way, data monetization provides also a competitive advantage. If you leverage data insight, businesses can gain valuable information about customers' behavior, market trends, and their own operations. This allows them to make data-driven decisions and stay ahead of the competition. And the great example is Apple Watch with the medical cards, when you can connect them to your medical provider, the monetization is straight away. Before you show up in your doctor office, and that's a real example, it's already there, the doctor can offer you a special treatment or other things that then can actually 100% precision targeting your needs. So this allows companies to make data-driven decisions and stay ahead of the competition. The hospital that is connected to Apple ecosystem can make decisions faster, which means that the specific visit with the specific doctor is cheaper from the customer, from the hospital perspective, healthcare provider. That's shorter, that will make the doctor appointment shorter, which means the doctor can get more customers per day, which is generally good as long as the quality is in the place. But that's how it works when you join the platforms like healthcare platforms, and Apple is one of them, but there's many of them on the market. Monitoring social media activity can help identify trends as well. and analyze customer behaviors enables company to adjust their marketing strategies accordingly. If you visit my Instagram post and you are a smart company and you see a lot of phishing, you can monetize your data in a crazy level when you hit with me with the new baits or gears for phishing or trips for phishing and things like that. So that's another thing. Thirdly, data monetization improves operational efficiency by streamlining processing and reducing cost. Through data analysis, organization can identify areas of operations that can be optimized, such as supply chain logistics or energy consumption. This leads to increased efficiency and cost saving. And a great example here I want to share with you guys is actually something I am writing an article about, and it comes from Amazon. And this example I am going to mention here because you can also get more information about that. How you can leverage data to monetize data in supply and chain. The great example is actually a product called Last Mile Routing, which I found super interesting. By the way, last mile, according to Amazon, last mile logistic is something between the warehouse and you. So whenever you buy shoes on Amazon and that shoe is on a car driving to your home and to your porch, that's last mile logistic. And that can be 50% of the whole delivery cost, which is huge comparing how much you need to put in warehouse building, warehouse management, and things like that. So how that can be streamlined and how data can help to monetize that part is actually a product called Last Mile Routing Solution that Amazon developed, incorporating machine learning for efficient last mile delivery, data sharing, monetization. Through informed learning and neural graph networks, Amazon has analyzed real-life data, which includes package details, destination location, customer preferences, delivery time windows, expected survey times, and zone information. And based on that, it offers data sharing capabilities, allowing customers to securely exchange the relevant data with authorized stakeholders and optimize route sequencing, real-time routing, and accurate delivery time windows. Based on that, companies can, the solution enables customers to monetize their data by securely sharing relevant information with authorized stakeholders, as I mentioned, and work in a synergy to bring lower costs into place. Second, customers can optimize route sequencing and improve delivery efficiency through machine learning, leading to cost saving and increased customer satisfaction. By leveraging real-time routing and accurate delivery time windows, customers can offer premium delivery services, which is additional revenue, by the way, to their end customers, potentially charging higher fees. And the last thing I want to mention is customers can maximize the delivery capacity and revenue potential by planning multiple delivery attempts using an optimal combination of orders, resulting in increased process productivity and overall profitability. So last but not least, data monetization enhances also customer satisfaction by enabling personalized experience and recommendations. By collecting information, we can do what e-commerce companies are usually doing, using data to provide personalized products recommendations, which most likely is going to retain customers, increase lifetime value. So in the conclusion, guys, and thank you for staying up to the end, I really appreciate that. In conclusion, data monetization has become a popular strategy. The trends here are basically data monetization and data modernization, which is very, very important to make sure that you can leverage data analytics properly. It provides additional revenue streams, a competitive advantage, improve operational efficiency, and increase customer satisfaction. That's all for today episode of Data Analytics and Artificial Intelligence podcast. I hope you found this insight on trends in modern data analytics and lighting. Stay tuned for my next episode. for our next episode. The people helping me to put that together. Thank you so much, guys. Where I will be diving into another exciting topic in the world of data analytics. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. If you see a space for improvement, please share your comments. I would love to hear from you and learn more. Thank you so much. Be careful, take care, and bye-bye.